if you use them as methods of catching hold of something. So every teacher of Buddhism is a debunker. But he does it not to be a smart aleck and to show how clever he is, but out of compassion. Just as when a surgeon chops off a bad growth or a dentist pulls out a rotten tooth, so the Buddhist guru or surgeon is getting rid of your crazy ideas for you, which you use to cling on to life and make it dead. Now, there are two kinds of Buddhism. They are called Mahayana. Maha is Sanskrit word for great, M-A-H-A. Yana means a vehicle or conveyance. And there is Hinayana, means the little vehicle, Hina in Sanskrit. H-I-N-A means little. Only that's a term invented by the Mahayanists for the other people, and the other people don't like it. They like to call themselves Theravada, T-H-E-R-A-V-A-D-A, which means Vada, the way, Thera, of the elders. Now, Theravada Buddhism you will find in Ceylon, Burma, Thailand, Cambodia, and generally South Asia. Mahayana you find in, it originated in Nepal, northern India, and you find it in Tibet, China, Mongolia, Japan, and to some extent in Indonesia. The Mahayana is what we are finding here. All the sects of Japanese Buddhism are Mahayana. Now, what's the great difference between these two schools? The Theravada is very strict. It's a way for monks, essentially, rather than laymen. And it is, you see, there are many ways of living Buddhism. It'll take me some time to show you this. The Theravada Buddhists are trying to live without desires. To have no need for wives or girls or husbands or boyfriends, not to kill anything at all, to live the strictest vegetarian way, and to strain your water so that you even don't eat any insects, little insects with it. And to this very strict way and meditate all the time and eventually attain nirvana, which will involve your total disappearance from the manifested world. Mahayana feeling is that that is a dualistic point of view. You don't need to get away from this world to experience nirvana, because nirvana